tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. To We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning into our little program as always. Now, this week, I think is the first time in a long time, we have decided to chat about a feature-length, barely feature-length, animated film. This is Care Bears 2, : A New Generation from 1986, directed by Dale Schott. Now, if you don't know the Care Bears...
Well, speaking of Star Wars Week really quick...
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
This Dale Snot...
Schott...
Excuse me. He
shot. Yeah, what about
he's
him?
He's responsible for the Ewok TV cartoon series.
Good for him.
Which, yeah. I mean, that should be an animation damnation one day.
Absolutely should be.
Yeah. Very.
We'll do that for the next episode 8.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't worry, this could be Star Wars, or like the Boba Fett mini movie or whatever else happens.
Boba Fett. Boba. No, I was going to say the Care Bears, if you don't know. Now get this. They started out as greeting card characters.
Oh, isn't that something?
Made their way all the way up to feature films they did.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's how Steve and I got started, actually. We started as greeting card characters. Now we're up to podcasts. We made a movie. We're getting there.
Yeah, the shortly lived Hallmark's I'm sorry you're obese cards that came out for a while. You know, you met a friend after, you know, a long summer passes and you're like, oh, wow, that guy put on weight. I better get him a greeting card.
It's an entire apology series. It's I'm sorry the movie was sold out.
I actually started as a pog. But I was the slammer.
Oh, yeah. Eric.
So it's pretty good to be the slammer, right? The Siska slammer. You might have remembered it from your pog days.
The Siska slammer was also your wrestling finishing move when you had that brief stint in the WCW.
Yeah, I was the...
Yeah, you didn't make it to the WWF.
Oh, no, Lord, no. Oh, Lord, no.
I was about the 12th fat guy in a burlap sack.
So this movie's about what and why there's Care Bears. And
there's Care Bears. Now this is, it's a Care Bears prequel. It's the dumbest thing ever because it's called A New Generation.
Yes.
But it's actually about
just the same group of Care Bears that you already knew, but they're as babies. It's a Care Bear origin story that's called A New Generation.
Well, I read that it was a mess with the continuity, perhaps. Like, the Care Bear cousins are fully grown in the first movie, and this movie they're babies, but I think some of the characters were adults in the first movie and are adults in this movie.
Yes, it's, yeah. There's weirdness going on.
This is like the ultimate edition of Care Bears.
Because it rewrites the whole history, because like the Care Bear, they're all on like Noah's Ark, I guess, in the beginning.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, this movie starts out, it's like all the Care Bears you know as babies.
And then
these two that are, one's a fuzzy horse.
This Tenderheart and True Heart Horse, I believe, or maybe True Heart and Tenderheart Horse. Keep it straight.
Noble, wait, True Heart's a bear.
And Noble Heart is the horse.
Noble Heart is the horse.
Because that sounds more vaguely Native American, so that has to be the horse.
Yeah, you're totally right.
By the way, vaguely a horse. Like, it's just, it's a bear with a mohawk and, like, kind of almost hooves.
And a horse tail. It's got a horse tail. But, yeah, it's a fuzzy horse.
What else?
All of the cousins who are not bears are all vaguely bears anyway.
Even like the lion's kind of a bear, the monkey's a little bit of a bear, the raccoon's definitely a bear.
The rabbit's super much a bear.
It's just lazy ass drawing.
Are they half bear?
Right?
You know,
they're cousins. Yeah, I'm a bit bear on my dad's side.
Interspecial.
Yes.
I hope so. That's the only way this movie makes sense.
That's what I want is the prequel, which is some bear fucking a horse, and then a bear fucking a rabbit, and then a bear fucking a penguin.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, can you see why it's horrendous that we picked this movie to talk about this week?
I just realized, I just realized something, and then I just realized I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
But... I was like, what if a little kid's like searching for something about Care Bears movie 2?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, they're going to hear us talking all this dirty garbage, and that's terrible. Then I realized it's not 1987, so they wouldn't be looking for the Care Bears.
Let me tell you something. A number of years ago, I played this movie at work. I played it off a pristine 35mm print somehow, and two, it did business.
Wow.
A bunch of kids came out for this.
Well, because it's a thing where there's a new garbage version.
Generation?
That's like, it's all shitty CG, cheap looking CG.
Are you shitting me?
There's the franchise has continued.
Oh my God.
It's actually got, I was reading today, it kind of went the Arrested Development route. I think it was on Cartoon Network, it got canceled, and now it's on Netflix.
Oh, like I saw a thing the other day that was like Netflix Presents. Man, you know what? I like a lot of Netflix original programming, but to a degree, they will buy anything.
Yes.
They will they have Master of None, which is an amazing new series from Aziz Ansari. They will also buy a canceled Care Bears sitcom.
Or that Richie Rich show, which is super weird. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy as anything.
Inspector Gadget's bad. It's shitty CG. There's like a Canadian mermaid show that who could give a flying fuck?
I like that.
No. And you guys, you're confused. It's a swimming fuck on that one.
So they're on Noah's Ark for some reason. It's the horse and the bear.
And the babies are sleeping all pleasantly.
Where they got these babies from? What orphanage did they just rob?
They raided it. That's a good way to look at it. They just fucking raided this.
We're taking our bears back.
Maybe they're like freedom fighters and it was a kill shelter.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe Cyberdyne Industries was like trying to...
Cyberdyne's involved.
Yeah, Cyberdyne's involved.
Pre-Skynet stuff. They were breeding bears and horses and things.
Exactly. It's a learning computer.
Or it was like that lab in that George Romero monkey movie. Mm-hmm. And they were like trying to make all these super smart animals to help paralyzed people.
Maybe it's Ali Sheedy's Man's Best Friend was involved for a little while.
Man. Is that the movie where the dog pisses acid?
Yes.
Oh, stay tuned for Lance Henriksen in that movie. Maybe next year's Spooktacular.
That'd be a lot of fun. So they're on this arc, and they're just trying to get somewhere.
Well, they're running, and what's amazing is, like, one of the first lines in this movie is one of the bear or the fuzzy horse, one of them just goes, "He's found us," which is awesome. And then in comes, like, the villain of the movie, this demon presence. He's basically the devil.
He is the devil.
This dark heart gentleman.
So they were running from him, huh? I thought they just like bumped into him, like it was like a car crash at sea, and they were, I guess it's shipwreck.
Like they cut him off, and yeah. He got really pissed about it.
I thought
it.
This was all like not road rage, but sea rage.
Because that does happen just as often.
I think it does, as we saw in the Weekend at Bernie's franchise. But like, it's this like giant sea monster. It's like this Kraken thing, and then there's like a typhoon barreling down on them as well.
Yeah, everything's really happy for like 9 seconds, and then it goes to that new...
Shit gets real quick.
It turns into that Chris Hemsworth Moby Dick movie really quickly.
Oh, it gets in the heart of the Care Bear Sea immediately. There's a sperm whale coming after him.
A young, wet behind the ears, Herman Melbear is trying to write the story of this.
Oh, better take notes, Herm. This is getting good.
Call me Ish Bear.
Sure,
why not? Yeah. The audience can't see my shrugging.
Get ready for those jokes or turn off the episode.
So the sea monster, which has the most terrifying voices of all time, is just like, I'm going to get you, Care Bears.
It's one of those weird things where you just overlay the same vocal track two or three times.
Yeah.
So it sounds like multiple, like... bizarre, eerie things at once.
Well, because this is a demon, right?
Yeah.
And it's like we are
the heart of hell.
Yeah, we are legion.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
This is where it's going, folks. This is Canadian.
That's what I want my 4-year-old baby to be watching.
Let me tell you. So this movie came out in what did I say, 86. So like by the time it was on home video, like I had younger siblings. This was on a lot in my house.
Uh huh.
Amazingly, I was more bothered by it in my 30s than I was as a child watching. And like,
oh yeah,
this was on VHS. It was constantly playing. Like I've seen this a lot of times, like watching, I mean, I haven't seen it in like, you know, 25 years or whatever, but like watching it, it flooded back. But I was like, this voice, I did not remember it being this terrifying, but it is bone chilling. This isn't for kids.
It's not for children. And they get out of this scrape by God comes down in the form of an aging star.
That's kind of, it looks like a star-shaped like bean bag.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the narrator. It's like a Burl Ives kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to tell you the story about the Care Bears.
And they're like abducted up to fucking Care Bear Heaven or some shit.
I thought they died.
Maybe they did. Oh shit!
This is the moment where they died, and now the rest of the movie is just the brain synapses firing right before death.
Well,
it's just True Heart, like his body's twitching on the deck of that boat right before the lights finally go out.
Think about it this way, though: like they're pulled up to the heavens in this moment of like great duress, right? And then like they're not yet the Care Bears, by the way. Oh. This like star god being.
They're just a couple of bears trying to live.
Exactly.
You know,
it's a bear and a horse trying to live in harmony with their adopted, possibly kidnapped family.
Yes. So you were trying to steal those other bears. Oh, those abominations.
A bear and a horse can't lay together in this country. They have to go to a boat to international waters to raise these kids.
But then so this god being assigns them, like, now you're the Care Bears and you
promoted.
Have to help people. I think they just become guardian angels. I think all these bears are dead. I think it's just all animal ghosts helping people.
Baby ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are on to something. These are definitely dead bears. These are definitely animal ghosts.
And instead of explaining any of this, they're like, yay, we made it. They're all happy. And then, like, their little, like, Care-a-lot castle gets built out of fucking stars and whatever.
Oh, it's a big Mario Brothers Cloud City nonsense.
Hey, bears, are ignorance is bliss.
Long as we don't ask any questions, this could be a lot of fun.
You can just never go home again.
And remember to follow my orders. Well, I'm the omnipresent star in the sky.
Don't eat from that tree, says the star.
Don't shit in those woods, said the star. Do you think there was ever a moment where any of these baby Care Bears were like, hey, True Heart, where did we come from? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Were we always in this cloud city or what?
Do we have parents? What are parents?
What are we? I wonder, I think this is the type of bullshit, this bear verse if you will. I think they probably have like a stork.
Yeah.
Right? But the stork takes, I'm sure there is still like pure hot and wet mammal fucking going on. But then a nice stork comes and like cleans up and changes the diaper.
Well,
and
it's interesting because it is all mammals, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's no egg-laying care cousin things going on here.
Oh, it's an army of red rockets, man.
By the way, this episode is, like many of them, not safe for work.
Here's an alternate theory. Maybe it's like Dark City. You know what I mean?
I like that.
It's a bunch of like people. Like there's all these like different bears, and like they keep falling asleep and waking up with different powers. And like there's this malevolent force of white creatures beneath that are actually like alien bugs. They're on a fucking starship the whole time.
Yeah.
And then William Hurt gets sucked into space, which is the best part.
William Hurt Bear.
A Rufus Sewell bear. That eye's going every which way.
That bear's got his eye on you. Oh, and also here's another interesting thing. So he sets up this talking star god figure, sets up this thing where he's like, so, you know, the people of Earth need help and you have to help them. And you'll know they need help by this bat signal-esque thing called the caring meter that I'm going to put in front of your house that's going to ding-dong whenever somebody's sad. It's how can the Care Bears attend to all the sadness in the world?
Exactly, and we'll get there, but like...
Well, I don't think there's that much left in the world. I think there's probably some type of...
Wait, is this a post-apocalyptic society?
I think so. That's why there's only so few kids at this camp.
Yeah, so let's get there. So they're like, cool, we'll just hang out here and wait for orders, Star God. And he's like, you betcha. We cut to...
Koresh out.
By the way, they also have cloud cars, which I love.
Oh, cloud cars are great. Well, they get a cloud boat, too. By the way, are we the podcast that mentions David Koresh the most?
I would hope so. Yeah. We've been really pushing for it.
I'd like to get that like title somewhere. Yeah.
I mean, I was raised a Branch Davidian.
It's Koresh and Dahmer. It's all Dahmer country once you show up here.
They're neck and neck.
So we go down to, speaking of compounds, this summer camp wherein there are no counselors.
No, there's not a fucking adult to be found.
And this movie, the timeline of this movie is very sketchy.
Yep.
But it seems like it lasts months, at least months, if not years.
This 80 some odd minutes feels like months and years.
And there's no telling when summer camp began, and there's no one talking about summer camp ever ending.
Well
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe those kids are dead, too. I think this is purgatory. I think summer camp is purgatory.
I was going to say, Eric, it goes to your theory about that this is the post-apocalypse, and these kids don't know that the rest of the world has been nuked.
Oh, wow.
So maybe. It's just days are going by. It's
a
minute.
The endless summer.
Yes, and hang on, even closer to this theory, it's some weird virus that kills everyone 15 and up.
Oh, wow.
So it's just a kid like Children of the Corn Planet now?
You know what you got yourself there by accident? $1 million idea. You can sell that shit to HarperCollins right now.
Oh yeah,
oh, totally.
You could Logan run all the way to the bank.
So
I'll write 3 books and then they'll make 5 fucking movies about it.
You got to split this up.
You got to do justice to the story, right? Oh, sorry, my cash register is going off in the background.
I mean, how else could you break up a taut 320-page book? I mean, there's no way to tell that story in less than 2 movies.
The Hunger Games.
But so there's this weird system, as there is no law.
No law. It's a lawless society.
It's whoever. There's 2 things you can do in this camp, which is sports and clean up the fucking garbage.
Oh, right. Everyone's getting assigned trash duty.
So it's a race, and there's this like really beefy kid who looks a little older, but definitely not a counselor.
No. He's maybe like they're all in the 5th grade, and this kid's in the 6th grade.
And he's beating them in a race. He's like, I'm camp champ, and you're dog shit. You better. Now, anyone who lost, and like, you know, it's... 2 blonde twins and their dark-haired
John girl. And Dawn.
John and Dawn, and then Christy is this dark-haired girl with a baseball cap. They all lose. Like, you guys have trash duty. You guys are losers. You guys should just leave. But before you leave, you should definitely clean our trash.
And it's a weird, it's like camp trash. So it's like a bag, uh-huh. like a burlap bag, and then a stick with a nail on the end of it. Yep. And he throws both of these things in this little child's face. And he's like, clean up my fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. Latrine duty is implied for sure.
So, oh, yep.
He's allowed to because he's camp champ.
Right. And by the way, everybody, drink every time they say camp champ in this movie. You'll have alcohol poisoning in 15 also, minutes.
Maybe it was my cut. Did anyone else have him saying lick my bunghole, motherfucker, or was that just me?
I had that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the lick my bung. It's the John Travolta cut.
Yeah.
It's the one he commissioned for his private use and his weird Scientology parties. But
I'm camp champ. Lick my bunghole, motherfucker.
Do you want to watch Care Bears?
I mean, I guess so. You, when he says it like that.
Well, dude, if someone yells if you want to watch a movie at you, like, you just say yes, especially if it's John Travolta, because it's either watch that movie or lick his bunghole.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
But so the whole what makes a camp champ? You know, what is that about?
That's a great question, Aaron.
I started to, you know, I watched this movie and I was thinking about it, and I think it the idea is you have to be the greatest at sports. And it could be any sport. Like, you could be like, let's have a race. And you race and you win and you are the camp champ. Mm-hmm. Let's go swimming. You win. You are the camp champ.
Okay.
You know, like, it's.
But all they bets do are is off. Run. It's but, just them well, coming back from jobs.
They do talk about other things.
They do talk about other things. And Chrissy, character coming up, did mention swimming at one point. So I think it's just being the best at sports. And if you're not the best at sports in general,
yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, so this isn't like a fat camp in any capacity.
No, this is a beat your ass camp.
It's Lord of the Flies. There are no adults. So Garden. Clearly, like in Lord of the Flies, the strong rise to the top and fat little piggies getting his that's why there's no fat kids in this movie, because they're all dead.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. Maybe, just maybe, this was like everyone's getting on an airplane to go to the summer camp.
Oh, no.
And it crashes. Uh-huh. And like these three, four, five dumb babies that are in this thing, including that jock.
Yeah.
Just think they're at camp now, but they're just in the woods, yeah. And everyone else is dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They don't even remember eating that piggy.
Makes total sense.
So they're all down about it because this bizarre sports culture that they're living in makes them feel like fat shit. And they're just sitting, they're crying. Like, the girl, Christy, the girl with the hat's like, I want to run away. And then her friends, John and Dawn, are so fucking weak. They're like, well, I guess we'll run away too. And, you know, the starving kid in Jakarta doesn't set off the Care Bear alarm.
Not at all.
The molested kid everywhere doesn't set the alarm off.
No.
But just this kid not feeling great at sports. Holy shit, stop everything. A white kid feels not as great about himself.
And the Care Bear care meter gets set off, dude, and we are going to Earth.
Uh-huh.
This, the one bear mother, what is it? True Heart?
Something.
Sure.
True Detective.
The Pale King. I apologize. That's her name.
So she, True Heart, like, gets in this cloud car, and she goes down to Earth to help out. And Steve Sadek's favorite character trope, there's a stowaway. This little bunny stowaway. And it's like, we got to figure out why John and Dawn and Christy are so upset. Mm-hmm. But Christy, like, runs off into the woods to possibly go kill herself. I don't know what's going on at this camp.
Hey, you want to go check out Lenny's family? His dad just killed himself in front of him. You want to see what's going on? Lenny's not feeling so great this Christmas.
No, we have a sad boy at summer camp. He needs to learn to smile again.
Yeah, but Lenny's going to be like this for the rest of his life, and it might be detrimental that we help him at this very juncture.
Well, no, I think there's something wrong with Lenny beyond what he saw. I think he must be a sinner because, again, these are bears from heaven coming down, and these are pure souls here. That Lenny kid touching himself and whatnot,
but what about,
doesn't deserve it.
But what about Tony's family that was wiped out by Idi Amin?
Was there someone named Tony who had a family wiped out by African dictator Idi Amin?
It's short for something longer.
Was he like a peace worker?
Yes. Look, if James McAvoy could be in that movie, I could make that joke with Tony.
Sure.
Hey, sure.
Hashtag RIP Tony.
Well, Tony's still alive. It's his parents that were cut up by Edie. They're in Edie Amin's bathtub or whatever happens in that movie.
And then he went to the palace and had drinks with them and had like a fun summer. Gillian Anderson was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really, she was something there.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Whatever. So this bear is like, hey, why don't you get in my car and we can go back to my house in the sky and I can make you feel all better, sad twins.
Get in the fucking van. Mystic River.
We got a cute little bunny rabbit in a diaper. You want to see where he lives? Come on.
So this bear and its rabbit child kidnap these two kids. And they fly up into heaven.
But the weird thing is, it's not like Christie's the one that really wants to run away. They kind of go along with it. They get separated, and the Care Bears come down and pick up the two Aryan kids. But they're not like, oh, what about our friend? You know, let's go find Christie. Christie's really feeling down. We were just kind of doing this to make her feel better about herself. They're like, ah, fuck it. She's got brown hair. Yeah. Fuck her.
Yeah, I agree.
So they get up to like Cloud City and
how you doing, Care Bears?
Lobot's walking around.
Oh, he's managing all the Care Bear babies.
Oh yeah. He's like, cause he's got that robot implant. He can like change diapers faster.
Exactly.
They start singing some 80s pop song and Billy D's like, this deal gets worse all the time.
Cracks a Colt 45 to take edge off. Oh, man, surrounded by these bears.
These bears and baby bears.
Boy, I miss the days of jive-talking robots and Wookiees all over the place. Now I got cartoon bears in my Cloud City.
I don't know what that was.
So they're like, you know the best way to feel better about your lot in life, twins? Take care of these 20 little animal cubs while we go out for the night. And they stick these kids with babysitting duties.
And you know what, man? Let's get into it. I don't like the idea of these animals with diapers. I don't even really think that these things should be gendered in general. You know what I mean? They're all
Why
just
not?
They're all little doughy little whatevers. You know what I mean? They're
but we already established there's that hot mammal action.
I don't think that the cartoon wants you to think about that, though, Eric.
Well, I mean, most of them kind of aren't gendered.
No, but like, they always say he and her. You know what I mean? They do have those pronouns.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like, oh, tenderheart, we got to go to her house or whatever the hell goes on.
I mean, they're always like referring to like, Tenderheart, we have to go to Trueheart. So I never heard any of the pronouns.
Maybe I'm making it up, but
no,
I think Grumpy Bear,
like Grumpy Bear, clearly has like a lower
boy's voice.
Yeah. So I mean, so there is that.
Why we do that? And then I don't want them having diapers. You know why? Because that means they've got assholes, and that means shit comes out of that asshole, like in that Charmin commercial that they shove down my throat, where these bears are like, "Oh man, I need something that's soft against my anus."
And then it's like, "Don't you hate it when toilet paper gets stuck in your fur?" And I'm like, "Listen, toilet paper commercial."
Yes,
I mean one. Yes, it's horrible. But to fucking fuck you, just tell me that you're making toilet paper
that's
available for me to purchase.
But
yeah,
on this, and they're like, yeah, we're doing, and they're like, they freak out for a second, but then like, there's these little star and heart buddies that pop out.
It's kind of like the Care Bears version of Woodstock from Peanuts.
Yeah, the Twitter like icons come to life, and they
the old ones
and the new ones. Wait, star and a heart.
There's a star now.
Where have you been?
They changed the star to a heart.
Yes, that's the star and a heart.
In Care Bears, there's a star and a heart that are dancing around looking like beanbags.
God, for a second, I thought I got Twitter wrong.
You got an F on Twitter.
It's just the fucking Care Bears. I don't care.
But thank God they're saved because a fucking musical montage kicks in. Which, let me tell you, the music in this movie is rotten to the core.
God, it's
these songs are
shit.
Terrible. It's so fucking terrible.
It ranges from like 80s pop to like 80s jazz to there's like bluesy songs at parts.
There's bass guitar all over the place being used for all sorts of different bassy rhythms in this, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't need it.
You got like synth bass, there is a little like blues bass, like getting shit done kind of music, and it's just a montage of you watching these two children wash out bare anuses and change diapers. Like, there's a machine that's, like, squirting water all over them. I'm like, why is it these two kids' responsibility to do this?
Exactly. They basically kidnapped these kids for manual labor. Like, True Heart and Tender Heart were looking at each other. I'm like, I don't want to fucking change these diapers.
Yeah, how did we get stuck with this? We just wanted to kidnap all these kids. We didn't want to take care of them.
Like, all right, well, I guess that's it. Yeah, let's kidnap some more kids.
And just the fact that they've constructed this conveyor belt, this like Pee-wee's Playhouse thing, like a bidet.
Clean it's my bunghole, motherfucker!
And so they're like, you know, it's a little machine that like, you know, bidets you, changes your diaper, throws you down a slide for some reason.
Because it's fun, Andrew.
And they're, you know, they all land in a little bassinet and it like robot hands pull covers over them.
And guess what they're doing then after that slide? They're vomiting on themselves. You don't want to take a young child like that and throw it down a slide right after you pour water up its ass.
No, you don't.
It's a recipe for disaster.
And we cut back to Darkheart because Christy's been left out in the dust. She can't even clean any bear's asshole. And Darkheart appears as a little boy.
As a little red-headed demon child.
He like marches out as a fox at first.
Yeah.
And then he turns into a foxy little boy.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, he appears first to Christy as a boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, hey there. I'm the most Canadian-sounding boy you've ever heard.
And he's got red eyes. He's got red hair. And he's got a red tracksuit.
Sure.
Which is bizarre. It looks like somebody from the Royal Tannenbaums.
Yeah.
he's Ben Stiller's kid from the Royal Tannenbaums. And he's got red eyes. And she's like, oh, hey, kid, how's it going? I'd be like, what the fuck? Get out of here. And
like, you're the devil.
Mm-hmm, you're clearly
all
the devil.
You know, bedazzled in a red fucking Run DMC jumpsuit. You have red hair and red eyeballs, like red irises. Yeah, that's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
You little girl, have come across the devil. She doesn't see it that way.
Because she wasn't raised by evangelical Christians that didn't tell her.
That's true.
The devil comes at you every day of your life.
He's just like, you're the camp champ, aren't you? Oh, you're not the camp champ?
And thus,
sorry. Sorry about that.
And there begins our Faustian adventure in Care Bears A New Generation. Because basically he's like, wouldn't you like to be the camp champ, eh? Oh, yeah, I can make. What are you good at? And she's like, I'm good at tossing a marble around. And he's like, well, that's pathetic, eh? Wouldn't you like to be camp champ? I'd say, now you are the camp champ.
Wouldn't you like to be an extra in an X-Files episode?
They're casting for that right around here.
Or Battlestar Galactica, or any number of those X-Men movies are up here, too.
And so, like,
here's something.
Yes.
I am, when and if the devil comes to me, I've got my list of demands, and I'm ready to sell my soul, but I'm selling high.
Mm-hmm.
I You know, you don't just...
I'm just picturing the devil walking away because it's not worth it.
There's no way I can get that much from this man. His soul's not worth that much. My God, look at him. I mean, chances are he's going to come my way anyway. That's all I'm going to say. Pay that much for a fucking soul wearing a t-shirt that says that?
But... this girl, Camp Champ for your soul, your ever-loving soul?
I mean, what's...
I mean, it's presented as, I'm going to do you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
One day, you got to do me a favor. No questions asked.
Well, look, I'm like, no.
Devil down to the mafia, dude, a favor for you now and a favor for me later, it's never good.
No. Yeah, especially not at a summer camp. That's
what
goes on there.
Yeah, ooh. Jason Voorhees.
Exactly. Not only that, but what those counselors were up to. Think about it.
There's no counselors in this movie.
Even more dangerous. It's a real camp nowhere.
And it's not Five Large we're talking about. It's Camp Champ. Whatever that is.
What I mean, presuming that this is not a post-apocalyptic society and they will be going home at some point. You're selling your soul for what? 3 more weeks of glory?
It's just like bragging rights. It's just to be like king shit to 4 people for a couple of days.
And then you know what? Time will fly by. Next thing you know, you're 37 and you're not thinking at all about that time you were Camp Champ for 3 weeks, but you have no soul.
And you know what? She's lucky that the only thing that this mellifluous dinosaur monster wants from her is to sell the Care Bears down the river. That's the best case scenario.
I would sell the Care Bears down the river instantly.
Oh,
I would turn on them instantly.
Oh, these little demon talking animals? Of course.
Yeah. They're pretending they're from like a heaven place.
Yeah.
That's
what's annoying about this whole thing. Much like a lot of these fantastical journeys where like creatures talk to normal people.
Yeah.
At no point is anyone ever like, well, that's a talking bear.
Just throwing up.
Yeah. Or like she's never like, Christy, like after they make the deal and whatnot, when he reappears to her as that fox, she's like, who goes there? And he's like, it's me again. Now I'm a talking fox. And
Chaos then, raids.
Yes. And then mutates into a boy again.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, it's you. Shitting my trousers, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be the Camp Champ of shitting myself.
What I love, though.
Some Charmin after that.
She starts in on this Camp Champ shit, and she's racing this dude and throwing it in his face, and this guy's like a loser now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my, how the tables have turned.
She's like making him eat dog shit.
I don't
clean my laundry.
Oh, yeah, there's possibly some laundry. Get my trash out.
This is also when she's like, oh, just beat you in racing. How about a swim, motherfucker?
Yeah. Oh, is that when it happens?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. She's just like, I could beat you at anything. I'm Camp fucking Champ.
And that's it. That was her price.
She then spits in his face. I wish.
So then cut to a montage where the Care Bear cubs like all grow up in the length of a shitty song.
Which is amazing because apparently in the first movie, they're all adults the whole time. It's kind of a prequel. There's no indication in the first movie that they were babies, you know, that they were babies.
No, if I'm remembering it right, I think in the first movie, the Care Bears, who are all fully grown and a team of superheroes already.
Just bears only.
They discover the Care Bear cousins. Like, it's them meeting each other.
For the first time, which is nonsense.
And they're the same age.
Yeah, they're all grown.
And now in this movie, the cousins are babies.
And some of the bears, and most of the bears
are babies too, yeah.
Grumpy Bear is a baby and all that shit.
So this is like we didn't have technology at the time to do this the way we wanted.
Yeah, a little bit of George Lucas-esque retconning.
Yes.
We're just changing the narrative, dude.
That's what this fucking is.
Well, but the thing is, and it's for nothing because they're not even babies the whole time. It's only obviously they were also selling baby toys. It was like
the Care Bear Cubs toys were coming out.
Mm-hmm, and that's it. That's what we're doing.
Here's the interesting thing is you... Hey there, Care Bears. You got to take those babies to the Forest of Feelings, also known as Jonestown, Well, they'll grow up really fucking quick.
Oh, yeah, life will get right in the way.
They become adults.
And as Grumpy Bear is a man, he can get 3 to 5 wives as he pleases. All the comeliest young lasses for Grumpy Bear.
Don't you want that, Grumpy Bear? Think about when your balls have descended. It's coming soon.
And I apologize, Lady Bears, but that's just the law of man. God wants Grumpy Bear to rule over you because he's stronger and better than you.
So they have this like growing up montage where they just like age rapidly and they're like getting their cloud card driver's licenses and, you know, learning how to use a telescope. And
that ain't all.
Good Lord.
It takes forever. But like it's another fun song. It's Care Bear Cheer Song, I believe. This is when the cheer song.
This isn't the like growing up is hard to
do.
Oh,
you're right.
Song.
This is growing up. Yeah.
You just want to be, they want you to be like crying and affectionate for these terribly drawn cartoons.
Also with these songs, like the movie stops dead.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, sit down and shut the fuck up. We're listening to a song right now.
Hey, shut up. Shut up. And like, oh, again, the timeline, like, we're still at summer camp. It seems like no time is passing.
There's like lifetimes going by in bear country.
Right.
Oh, I
see. And time is standing still on this earth plane, if you will.
Sure.
Where Chrissy and these kids are, the Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's like, it's alternate dimensions, dude. And like time passes differently at Care-A-Lot.
It's like Interstellar going on.
I think that's what's happening.
And that star is actually a distant sun.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Eric? This is starting to come together nicely. Starting to make all sorts of sense.
And the True Bear takes that cloud car through a wormhole.
Yeah, I think that's what we're led to believe.
And comes back and the Care Bear cousins are babies now or something. It's like fucking freaky.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
Fucked up.
Oh, so they were all the same age, but then the bear and the horse somehow went back in time, oddly?
Yeah, it's like reverse Planet of the Apes. They go and they... I don't know what that means, but think about it.
But also the bear and the horse keep getting called off on missions that you don't get to see. Like
the fact that this star god is actually... He actually says... Well, Nobleheart and True Bear are out on a mission.
See, yeah, and that's what's fucked up, because not even in goddamn Care-A-Lot do we have mandated family paid leave where this fucking horse and a bear can stay home and raise these 20 goddamn children without fear of losing their job and not making rent. No. They fucking get these bears, and then it's like, we got to go kidnap some kids to take care of our kids, because we got to go back to work immediately.
And not only that, it's a mission. It's got this vague military-esque
vibe. Oh, it
does.
Absolutely.
People are making noise in the Ukraine. Yeah. Go snuff it out.
Listen, two words, God's army.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what these little fucking things are.
Hey there, Nobleheart. Wow, one more task for you. Let's call the mission. You got to go arm the Chechenian rebels. I think Russia's getting a little smug. And my job as star god is to even the playing fields.
You don't want Putin Bear to take over everything, do you?
Don't worry, Chechnya. True Heart's coming.
But yeah, they're off on a mission when Dark Heart, in the guise of the boy, because all these stupid little kids, they're grown up, but they're still very naive.
Sure.
He comes in, he's like, oh, I got to fix your fucking Care Bear meter or whatever.
Yeah, he's
like,
the caring meter reader.
Yes.
So it's a demon disguised as a boy wearing a hat and sunglasses and carrying a toolbox pretending to be a repairman. This dude's ruse is going deep.
Why not just be a man? Why not at that point, like, be a man and just be like, oh, look, and have a different outfit?
Hey, also, here's the easiest thing. Don't be a humanoid at all.
Yeah,
be a
bear.
Fucking bear.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm another bear of your friends.
Oh, I got kicked out of the fucking forest of whatever the shit, and now I came to Care-A-Lot.
Yeah.
Please take me in, God's army. Then you're infiltrating. You're on the inside.
Right. But also, where what is the star god, I guess, is eyeing the troubles in Eastern Europe right now? Because he's nowhere around.
He's totally not paying attention.
A demon just walked into his friggin' house.
Harry Dean Stanbear and
yes.
And Bill Paxbear are fighting over a chain of home improvement stores. So that's really that leaves the back door open for this guy to come in.
It makes total sense.
Just nonsense.
So the Care Bears like start fucking with him.
Well, basically he's like, look, his thing, all he wants to do is put these things in a fucking burlap sack I guess drown them.
Throw them right in the river, right in the Care Bear River.
He's got a magical burlap sack and his goal is to put them inside of it. And
everybody
following along?
As the goal normally is when one has a burlap sack, it's to put things inside it.
A magical burlap sack.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could appear and not appear. As needed.
It's a magical burlap sack, like a homeless Mary Poppins. This thing's bottomless.
And so he's like, oh, he's trying to trick him. They're like, oh, let's play games. And he's like, yeah, let's play games. And they keep, like, fucking with him, I guess.
But it's, like, it's that annoying, like, accidental fucking with someone. Because they don't know that it's Darkheart.
Oh, no.
But they're like, we're just having fun. And this demon, again, a demon, who's going up against, like, I don't know, what are they at this point, preteen bears?
Yeah.
You know, they're, like, old enough to be left at home while mom and dad go to work. But it still kind of sucks. But there's no choice. Again.
They're latchkey bears.
Yes, they are latchkey bears at this point. And they're, like, having fun. They're playing leapfrog. And, like, this demon is getting fucked with and bested by children.
And then the little stars,
they know what's up.
They're like trying to like stop Darkheart by going like and like pushing him around kind of.
But they can't speak because in his infinite wisdom, David Koresh Star did not bless them with vocal cords.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that David Koresh Star cut out their tongues.
It's entirely possible.
We'll stick them out. Watch what happens.
You spoke ill of the prophet.
He's doing it one by one.
With a rusty straight razor.
Uh-huh.
That's how it gets done. Yo, that's how you teach someone a lesson.
That you will, they will know that now.
In Care Bear country. That's how you keep all these little Care Bears in line.
I need to humble you.
So he gets pissed off and turns into a big purple cloud of hate.
It's like, isn't it more of like a tornado, I thought?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a red tornado?
It's a red tornado.
No, that's a robot. Steve told me.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's one of those computer bots from the comic books.
From the superhero books.
Right, the super bots.
So mom and dad get home just in time, and they're like, get the fuck out of our house, demon!
They're covered in blood.
Previous
better left
mission.
Unsaid. Yeah.
Previous mission.
Don't worry about it.
It got crazy in Nicaragua.
They're both wearing like cargo shorts for some reason.
Well, bears, it's time for regime change. Like everything that happens in the world that is, you know,
it's facilitated by Care Bears and the Star God.
They're destabilizing nations.
I think that's right, dude. This Star God is like the universe's the Joker.
Yeah.
Like he just wants to watch the world burn.
So they fight him. The only way they know how is by blasting them with the stomach stuff.
The Care Bear Stare, as Care it's Bear known stare. In the business.
Right. Yes. They like, it's like a Voltron sitch.
Yeah.
Like all,
kind of is. Yeah, you're right.
They all like join arms and like all their stomachs start puking fairy dust on them.
And because the Care Bear cousins are ill-defined, they have a Care Bear. They have a Care Bear cousin call, or the cousin's call.
The cousin call, which shoots out musical notes at people.
Same diff, I guess.
It's just a bunch of light semen getting shot in a cloud's face. That's what you're watching.
This and also just calling them cousins confirms that this is like a cult.
Yeah,
like this is like the Ohio chapter of this nefarious organization.
Absolutely.
So they, like, kind of best him, and it's like, I'll get you, Gadget. I mean, Care Bears.
And then, very important to the plot.
What?
Yeah, there's a plot.
Oh, shit.
Trueheart and the horse, whatever, they are like, oh, we got to follow it. Now that he's weak, now that Voldemort is at his weakest,
yes,
we're going to cut his fucking throat, right?
Totally.
We're going to chase him to the ends of the earth, they say.
Yeah, yep. Like, I think it was a cousin, like, what was it, Brave? Braveheart?
There is no Braveheart.
Yeah, no, there is Braveheart Lion.
The lion, right?
Yeah, is his name Braveheart?
It is
lion.
Braveheart, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, mercy.
And he's like, nope. What is that voice? It's like, no, noble, noble heart, true heart, you gotta kill him now when he is weak.
Take the van and get the shotguns. We'll ride him out of town.
Because they're like letting him go. He's made a run for it. He's been defeated. But Braveheart is just like, kill him now. Kill him now.
Come on, Mom and Dad. We got to finish the job. I want to eat that boy. Wait, don't kill him till he turns back into a boy or else we can't eat him.
So they chase him. And then, Darkheart takes the form of the boy again, uh-huh. And he goes down to Christy, and he's like, yeah, those fucking idiots, they're chasing my shadow.
Yep.
Those morons. Now it's time to take care. I want to kill all their little babies. That's what whole movie's been about.
Care Bear genocide,
I'm calling
dude.
In my favor.
Honestly, it sounds like Darkheart might be the good guy.
I don't know.
If the Care Bears are indeed responsible for, as you're positing, all of the world's tragedies, then yes, Darkheart is the good guy in this situation.
I was always siding with him, even as a kid. I was like, he's got a can-do attitude. He's getting stuff done. All these bears are stupid, and there's 50 of them.
At least Darkheart has a clear-cut goal of what he wants out of life, and that is destroy the Care Bears. And all that's left of humanity, honestly, we'll get to that.
So he's like, you got to do me a favor.
Comes fucking favored time.
Is this when, she gets in a boat. She gets in a little canoe and she's like, oh, I'm in trouble. Please, somebody help me.
Yep.
And all these idiot bears go down to help her. And oops, they get sucked into a magical burlap sack, which is bound to happen.
It's this hilarious, you know what it is, honestly? Like, so the parents go off and they're like, okay, Care Bears, we're on this special mission to get Voldemort. You have to stay here and carry on all the other Care Bear business.
Which is what?
Well, it's helping all the white kids in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because the 911 line goes off and they're like operating this shit, switchboard.
It's like classic botched first day on the job, though, because two Care Bears go down.
Yeah.
They don't come back. And then they're like, Grumpy and Sleepy didn't come back. Better send two more until the entire Care Bear army is down there getting caught.
A big amount.
See, also, but this is also the perils of having child soldiers.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Ask Idi Amin.
and Tony's
Tony's poor family. Yeah. Well, now he's a general. Tony turned into a general for Idi.
# RIP Tony.
Braveheart is the one to figure it out. He's like, wait a minute, this is a trap.
Oh, no, we're all getting duped. Retreat. Oh, I'll fix that girl later, he says. Oh, I don't think I forgot about that hat-wearing little girl. She's in with the devil. She's unclean. We're going to throw stones at her later.
Teach her to dress like a boy. Rawr.
I'm gonna make you my fifth wife, but I guess not. Rawr.
Well, there's some weird line where one of the Care Bears is like, there's like Secret Bear that only talks in whispers.
What the fuck is that bear's problem? Can we talk about Secret Bear?
Dude,
what
he's shy.
What? No, this, I agree with Steve. This bear's fucked up.
He's shy / maniacal.
He's like the Minister of Information, I guess. You know,
he does something towards the end. I forget, but it's like a ninja move or something because no one can hear him coming. And his logo is a lock.
Yes, exactly.
It's locked.
What he does is throws his voice and does a moose impression.
Oh, that's
of
right.
A lady moose. Because there's one point where like. We should say right now that Darkheart's influence goes well beyond the Care Bears. Mm-hmm. He starts influencing all the little kids in the camp and all the animals on the Earth Forest to turn evil. So the kids all hilariously vandalize and just burn this camp to the ground. Mm-hmm. And all the animals are getting very aggressive in the forest. So there's one part where like the two twins are about to be murdered by this moose or some shit. And then like Secret Bear, in his wisdom, starts doing a little lady moose call, and this angry old moose gets all horned up and trots away looking for this lady moose.
You know what? Not unlike the devil, Secret Bear knows all of your desires. Yeah. You know what I mean? He knows. He keeps them in his little locked tummy, and he'll release it at will to the highest bidder, I guess.
Eddie Bazoon!
Secret Bear, great at the ventriloquism.
Yes.
Also mass surveillance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do you think Star God knows what's going on in the world?
Well, they say, Spectre. they're like, hey, by the way, don't go over and try to help this girl in the boat, because Secret Bear just told me that he saw the girl throw the oars into the water, so it's a trap.
Secret Bear says she turned state's evidence.
It was me, Secret Bear, the author of your pain.
So then, like, Darkheart's like, oh, we'll get the rest of those bears later. For right now, I'm going to hang out in this boat and be the devil. And he, like, slips and falls.
Well, he's kind of chatting up this little girl a little bit.
Yeah, he is a little bit. And he's getting a little cocky because he's the devil. And he slips and falls. And he hits his head on the side of the boat and falls in the water. And let me tell you something, this little girl here. When
Christy, yeah.
Christy, you're in deep with the devil like this. Mm-hmm. And this kid falls in the water unconscious. Watch the devil die.
10 out of 10 times you have to watch the devil die.
Exactly right.
No. You know what? He's going to take any form. He looks like an innocent child. But if you know he's the devil.
Yeah.
But even if he's
the greater good. This is like baby Hitler times 1,000 at this point.
Hell yeah, I would. Anyway.
That quote is attributed to Jeb Bush.
Jeb. He falls in the water. Listen, even if he is the good guy like I think,
yeah,
all these fucking ravenous bear monsters that have magic are coming after him and you. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go.
Then you ingratiate yourself with the bears. You know what I mean?
Like, you're like, oh, I was just caught under his spell.
You have to watch the devil burn.
Don't go on their compound because you're never coming back. But no, just be like, hey, look, that's cool. We're square, right, bears? I'm just going to go in the forest. Leave me alone. All right, bye. Thanks.
I talked to my buddies, John and Dawn. I don't want to get caught up in your crazy, endless babysitting chores.
That's when you do the Lorraine Bracco at the end of Goodfellas, where Robert De Niro's trying to get her to go inside there to get those coats.
Oh, they're farther towards the back. That's where those coats are.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, True Heart. I gotta go feed the kids.
Damn, Secret Bear, she didn't fall for it. Rawr.
They got pipes.
What is in that alleyway? My God, it's full of stars.
No. Yeah, that's the last thing you want to see.
Star God's there waiting to eat her.
Probably. How does he stay young? Probably by the blood of the youth.
Blood of virgins.
Well, even if you go up there, though, it's still a gamble, right? Because then, like, you know, they're all, like, ushering Christy, like, towards the house. Like, just go inside, Christy, just go inside. And she opens the door, and it's just an empty house that they've rented. And she just goes, oh, no! And someone shoots her in the back of the head, like Joe Pesci.
Yeah, she thought she was getting made.
Yep.
No. But, so she's a fool, and always watch the devil die. We Hate Movies, little, you know.
That's a quote to live by, says We Hate Movies. Always watch the devil die.
But she goes in and saves him, and
Idiot.
He's like, oh, you saved me. Why did you do that? And like he's starting to break up a little bit, but he's like, you know what? I'm an evil devil meat beast. Talk to you later. He winds up kidnapping all the bears, right? But
he gets most of them.
He gets most of them. No, but then the rest, they have a little congress, right?
And there is a Care Bear summit that happens, complete with Care Bear Deus, Care Bear United Nations.
And they make a plan. They all get caught because they're like the Joker in Dark Knight. The only thing they had were stars and lint inside their pockets.
That's right. And then a fat guy's stomach exploded.
That's it. You know, Grumpy Bear had his cell phone stuffed inside of him.
Oh, no, I'm vibrating.
Braveheart with his head out the side of a squad car. Taking in the breeze.
Well, here's the thing about Grumpy Bear, which bothers me.
Squad car. Sorry.
Of course.
Everybody else... You know, I'm True Heart. I love true feelings. I'm Brave Heart. I love brave feelings. They get all these like positive things. Like, unfortunately, Grumpy Bear, you're cursed with feeling like shit all the time.
Yep.
And that's it. That's your life.
I bet that was like a punishment issued by the star god.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like at one point he's just like, you're going to be grumpy forever.
Oh, do you think he was like cheerful bear and then like he mouthed off to the star god and he was like, well, oh yeah, try this shit on for size.
That's what happened.
You'll never feel good again.
You know why, Eric? He asked one question. Why do we have to follow you? That's it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Now you feel like shit forever.
And you got off pretty fucking light. I cut these stars' tongues out for way less.
He'll never smile again, but he'll never die. He'll just be unhappy for eternity.
It's miserable. And he's just like, I feel terrible. He's like a depression commercial, but there's no fucking no medication to put this bear on.
Not one thing.
And you know, you're introducing this guy. I want to see his wrists open up at some point.
The needle in the hay starts playing. Grumpy Bear opens himself up.
It's like you show a gun in the first act. It's better go off by the third. Right?
I assume so.
Yeah,
that's how storytelling works.
Yeah, that is Chekhov Bear's rule, right?
Yeah.
Well, so Trueheart and Nobleheart realize that they fucked up, by the way, because they get to, like, Mordor, and they're like, oh, fuck, it's a shadow.
Yes.
Well, we've been duped for weeks and have to, like, haul ass back to Carelot.
There's a bunch of homeless people living in their house now.
Hey, Crystal, wake up.
I'll just pick up my girlfriend. Whatever. But so they get there on they get caught on purpose. They use their powers to get out of these locks or whatever. And like the whole point is now we got him right where we want him.
Right, because they're like locked in cages.
Yeah, we're not locked in here with him. He's locked in here with us.
Right, yes. Exactly right. But so now, reminder from earlier, like the camp is destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know where the rest of the kids who aren't characters in the movie are.
No.
You don't see them in cages. You think that would happen, though. He's going to escalate from Care Bears to children, lock them all up.
It's like the sacrament?
Oh, yeah,
that's been going on.
Ty West, the sacrament has happened. There's a couple of guys on this campground that are trying to film a documentary about everything.
Yeah, Vice is there. Aren't these Care Bears really fucked up? Vice.com. Yeah.
And so they like break out and they're like, now we're going to get you, Darkheart. And he's like, oh, yeah. How about I'm going to take all of these lovable bear characters and stick you inside rubies and hang you from a chandelier?
What the fuck? What a twisted thing to do to somebody.
Dude. It's pretty twisted. Mm-hmm. And this is a G-rated movie that, you know, I got kids here. And you're shoving souls in rubies and making them fucking bejewel a lighting fixture? Holy shit.
And Dark, the other two come back. And they're like, hey, where are all of our friends? He's like, do you like my new chandelier?
And he's like, you sick fuck. You sick fuck.
You know, we're not that different, you and I. Hands a champagne flute over.
Cut to like a close-up of one of these little rubies. It's like a Care Bear screaming in pain and slamming on it. Oh, it's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Ernest Scared Stupid borrowed from this movie.
Oh, did they get...
Oh, there is some sort
they
of
turn,
stuck into something,
kids
right?
Kids into like little wooden dolls, I think.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I think that's what the little troll
does?
Is doing.
Oh, yeah.
So
when I was a kid, I thought
Stupid was the character.
Yeah.
I thought so too. Looks like we were stupid.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's stupid. Fittingly,
yeah. Strap in. Maybe Spooktacular next year.
I had class. As a
kid. Oh yeah, heaven forbid.
I couldn't tell though.
So at this point, I think Darkheart says the only way to get them out there is if they give him the launch codes. Is that?
It's either launch codes or it's like the president's thumbprint to unleash these missiles. But so by the way, remember that Christy is before she was Camp Champ. She was a marble moron.
Mm-hmm.
And so she takes out, like, her marble.
Well, John and Dawn, like, go up. They confront her. They're like, hey, look.
They have an intervention.
We're besieged by two powers. One are called the Care Bears, and the dude you're working with is called Darkheart. What do you think's going to happen, Christy?
You know what, Christy? This shit's a little self-explanatory.
She's like, yeah, but if I go with them, then I'm not camp champ anymore. And they're like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
The rest of the camp is fucking dead, Chrissy.
There is no camp to be champ of. Look around, Christy. We're camping on ashes.
And they turn to the left, and it's the girl at the end of sleepaway camp going, like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be camp
just
champ.
Just purring, holding a decapitated head with her huge dick.
It's just like, oh, I guess maybe I shouldn't be camp champ of this camp after all.
Yeah, I don't want to be champ of this camp. Yikes.
Yeah, why does she become feral at the end of that
movie? Yeah, you know,
it's
just she's just so fucking hopped up on the bloodlust, I think, at that point.
I think she's just been drinking blood that whole movie. Mm-hmm. Those sequels are terrible, and that's also not a great movie.
No, none of them are good. So she's like, oh, I guess I should give up the limited talent I got out of this deal. So she goes there, and yeah, she has a marble. She throws a marble at the thing, at the chandelier. And here's a question. If I ever get sucked inside of a chandelier...
I got you so far.
Don't just assume breaking it is going to break me out, because that could kill me.
That's the last thing I would do, honestly. Know,
like, either way, that's doing you a favor, though.
Yeah, I guess kind of it is. But, like, I don't know what that's going to do. I don't know the physics of someone's soul inside of a chandelier.
Yeah, and I would say to that, like, I'd get your ruby, and I'd take it home, and I'd be like, Steve, are you in pain? And you'd be like, no, I'm fine. And I'd be like, okay... I'm going to do all I can to try to figure out how to safely get you out of there and not just smash it with a hammer.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, you got to take him to Ray Stantz's bookshop. See if there's some type of spell. It's that or Outworld to get Shang Tsung on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's one or the other,
yeah.
I feel.
You're getting tricked no matter what. But so, yeah, they break it down, and obviously they all pop out, you know, happy as clams.
And we got
lasting scars, but maybe emotional damage, probably.
Possibly. I mean, we'll never know. We'll have to wait for the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And they start Care Bear staring Darkheart again, and he, like, lets off this laser beam thing or something and just shoots Christy right in the fucking face and kills her.
Well, because that's the thing. He's like, I know I can kill one person in
this
place.
Here's the thing is, it's not killing her because she's, like, frozen in this prism. And he flips the fuck out because then he realizes the error of his ways. And he says, like, where I sent her. She was beamed into hell.
It's something like that. And, like, he knows whatever it is he did, he knows what it is, and he knows where she went. I can't believe I did this. Like, I can't believe where I sent her. You're right. That's the line. That's to hell. Also, by the way, Eric, if you're in hell, you're dead. The girl, it's a dead child
but
in this movie.
Like, the body
4 stars
is in suspended animation.
Yeah.
There's a possibility of bringing it back. Meanwhile, she's being tortured by Hellraiser.
Yeah, and as we know about hell, time works differently there. So she's been in hell for like 200 years at this point.
Oh, her skin gets pulled off every morning by a laughing Cenobite?
Absolutely. The Cenobites go nuts on her.
You know, am I the only one that, like, the animation here around, well, she's like encased in some sort of crystalline whatever. Doesn't she look like a delicious piece of hard candy?
Yeah, well,
she looks like a Jolly Rancher.
When you say encased in whatever, they have one... I would call it a special effect in this movie, which is the glowing animation. They do it for Darkheart's eyes, which is like this pinkish light that they use. You'll see it in Ninja Turtles a lot, similar animation styles.
Yeah.
They just kind of put that over her frame. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's in a bubble or anything. It's just like...
She's just glowing.
She's just glowing all over.
Yeah, and she looks like a delicious watermelon Jolly Rancher.
So they... at this point... audience, you guys better be you're not a passive audience in this film.
Oh, you're not off the hook.
Yeah, you're complicit in this. It's like a Michael Haneke movie. It's your fault this happened.
Oh, hey, Dad, you're about to put your coat on trying to get these kids out of the theater and into the car before the rest of the people try to leave? I don't think so.
You better sing a fucking song first.
Because the Care Bears need your help.
So, yeah, they're like, oh, if only we had more people that could care. We don't have enough caring. And then the two, Don and John, show up, and they're like, oh, shit, she's dead. They're like, no, calm down, guys. And then Eric Stoltz is like, why'd you bring a fucking OD bitch in my house? Get my little black medical book.
And by this time, Darkheart is also like, Care Bears, you got to fucking help me. I fucked up.
Yeah. I can't believe it, man.
And it's we're stealing right from Peter Pan here. And it's like,
I fucked up.
I'm fucking stupid. I think that happens in Peter Pan.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, I'm so fucking stupid. I fucking killed her. Oh, she's dead, Jack. She's dead.
Oh, no, that's not what happens. They yell at the camera.
They show Darkheart in prison later. He's getting slapped in the face by some big dude. But you know he deserves it because he's a rotten piece of shit.
Yeah, no, totally. No, they start doing the whole, like, do you care? Tell us if you care. And this Care Bear is breaking the fucking fourth wall, spiking this camera. So unprofessional.
Well, it's amazing. Because have you ever watched, I mean, you flip through, like, Dora the Explorer and, like...
That whole show's talking to kids.
It's amazing when you watch those things and don't participate because it's like, come on, where's the fox? Guys, can you see it? It's right there.
Dude, so much fucking dead air in those things. It's weird as hell.
That's what this is. It's like, come on, you want to help? And I'm just sitting in my house drinking beer. I'm a 32-year-old man drinking beer watching the Care Bears.
You know what, Care Bears? Good luck with all that. Glug.
God, we are just a couple of losers.
Oh, big time.
All the people that like this movie or think that it's weird that we're doing this as an episode, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
We're just a bunch of beer-swilling losers just watching it. A
couple of dark hearts.
No, we're fucking pulling the veil off this thing, man. This is a weird movie that is not for kids by any stretch of the imagination.
So she comes back to life. Big surprise. Even though I didn't do shit in my house. I don't know about you guys. Maybe you guys were yelling. I didn't.
I yelled. That's what happened.
I went to the bathroom and took a leak.
So I brought her back.
I think you were the one responsible.
I brought her back. Yeah.
Congratulations, Eric.
Well, you know.
Well, also, this was 1986. So this, like, 10-year-old girl's, like, 40-something.
Well, me in 1987 or 1988 brought her back. I think.
Okay, fair enough. You helped.
I definitely watched this.
The funny thing is, though, I don't think as a kid, I mean, like, my sister would put this on a lot. Like, we had it on a lot at the house. I don't think we were ever yelling at the TV.
One and done, that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't think we ever did it, though. It's just fucking end it.
You got to be really young, and it's got to be, like, your first viewing.
Sure.
If by the time you're watching the tape again, I don't think so.
I know what's going to happen. No, mom, shut up. Shut up, watch. She's going to come back to life. I'm not going to say shit. Yeah, there she is. She's fine. See? It's all a hoax.
So she comes back to life. Somehow in all of this, Darkheart becomes a real boy. And I was like, I didn't know this was a Pinocchio tale.
It's bizarre. Well, after she comes back to life, all the good magic turns him into a real boy. And I'm like, is that like a curse for him? Like, because like, that's not what he wanted. That wasn't his goal.
No.
Because then Braveheart's like, hey, Nobleheart, Trueheart, he's finally mortal. Kill him. Kill him.
I'm starving. Rawr.
So they bludgeon him to death with rocks.
What's weird about this, though, is they're like, now you're a real boy. He has no name.
Yeah, he's got no name. He's got no parents. I mean, there are no parents in this world.
And his eyes are normal now?
Yeah, his eyes turn because he's good.
Yeah.
Damn right. I think.
I guess.
I think the idea here is now him and Christy walk off into the sunset.
Oh, dude, yeah, don't worry about it.
Like the final scene, they're holding hands.
They're going on a date to Tim Hortons.
Hey, you want to go get a donut or something? Also, I believe that
I'm not evil anymore. I'm Canadian. Hooray.
The exact opposite of evil.
It would be great if they hold hands and then like there's really bizarre cartoon making out and then school's out for summer plays and then credits. Because there's no parents, there's no law.
Oh, that song is like 1,000 times better than the best song in this movie.
Oh, it ends with like some weird rendition of Forever Young that creeped the skin off of me.
But it's not like the Dylan song Forever Young, is
no,
it? No, it's just like a song where they're also saying Forever
it's
Young.
It's the same refrain but different words.
It's fucking stupid.
And this the stinger scene in the end of the credits. Where Thanos visits the camp and picks up Darkheart's Infinity Stone.
Oh, yeah.
That fell out of his brain when they made him a real boy.
Yeah. Six more movies, that's going to be explained. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll pay off.
He's
don't worry.
He's going to put it on a staff and then, I don't know, fart galaxies.
But, so, that happens and then, like...
They all go skinny dipping.
They all go skinny. Well, they're not skinny dipping, but
it's strongly implied.
Because the boys, I agree, because the girls are wearing bathing suits, and the boys, you can't see anything. It's just these, like,
Nips boy out, body. Man.
Yeah, nips out nip, everywhere,
got
man.
Got a little dark heart nip.
And the kids, you know, the Care Bears are swimming and shit.
You know
and,
those animals are all pissing in that lake, not for nothing.
Oh, yeah, they're pissing and shitting. And they go up, and there's a star. Koresh Star is like, well, that was a fun adventure, wasn't it, kids? I guess he's doomed to be a boy for all eternity. That's what happens when you fuck with God.
That's why I became a boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, sorry, kids, I'd like to tell you another story, but I have to go arm the Taliban. See you later.
But then, because this is like, that's an hour, and this is an hour and 16-minute movies. Then there's the Forever Young song happens, and it's just them kind of just shitting around for 4 minutes.
Oh, yep. Yeah. We're just killing time.
Yeah, we're running time off the clock. We've got the ball, and we're doing running plays.
And parents all over the country are fucking livid that this was described to them as a movie.
Exactly.
And it's just a toy commercial. It's just a toy commercial. Oh, woof. Woof and a half. Clearly nobody will recommend this movie.
Because this was kind of an animation damnation. Was anyone embarrassed watching this?
Yeah, that's true. No, I was just astounded at how inappropriate this is for children.
Yeah, I was pretty embarrassed. It's just, it's not a... It's one of those things where, with cartoons, like this, especially like toy cartoons, where, you know, all we're trying to do is sell toys.
Yeah.
Don't complicate things with weird mythologies. Just get those toys into nice, easily defined toy adventures. Get in, get out, we're done. I don't want to know about your space palace. I don't want to know about, you know, who's shitting where. I just want to get over with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is, like, I thought this would be a great episode, and I remember, like, oh, that Darkheart stuff's pretty badass. And then I watch it, and I'm instantly get embarrassed.
I mean, I don't know about embarrassed, but it is just like, and I don't have anything against the Care Bears either. Like, it's a fine franchise for little kids to watch, and it's all about like being good and accepting people, as far as I remember. But like this movie, like, you're retconning this origin story just so you can introduce a Cub line of toys, you fucking scumbags.
Well, to your point, Andrew, though, that's a good point. Like, there's no values here. There should be. There should be, like the only value is kind of like, don't be a dick about sports, I guess. Like, that's the only lesson to be learned.
But it's all, I guess so. But it's also like, hey, being good at sports is actually the coolest thing ever. it's kind of a mixed message.
I don't need a Faustian bargain. I just tell me, like, you know, oh, sharing is great. That's fantastic.
Right. Well, I think that's part of the thing, right? Is the message is ultimately do it on your own. Mm-hmm. Don't let the devil help you. And if anything, the message is let the devil die.
Yeah.
Watch definitely. The devil die.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Because otherwise, you know, he's going to put you in a fucking ruby chandelier. Then where are you at? Where are you at, Steve?
In a ruby chandelier against my will.
That could be like a later era Dylan song.
A ruby chandelier. Stuck for all eternity in a ruby chandelier. That's Care Bears 2, A New Generation, directed by Dale Schott. If you want to get a hold of us, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or find us over on sideshownetwork.tv.
There's nothing to fear in my ruby chandelier.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. And, of course, right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it, by the way. Haven't said that in a while. A little WHM street team. Mm-hmm. Spread the word about the show.
Like, if you get the show via the podcast app or the iTunes, hey, that's a great place to do it. And we're actually demanding it now.
And right into the mailbag as well, right?
Oh, I said that. Oh, but it's a good second reminder. We do mailbag episodes every month, so you want to get your letters on the air, write in.
What cartoon scared the shit out of you as a kid? That's a little, there you go, check mark there.
Oh, that's totally a good call. So, of course, there's no clue for next week's episode? Or is it the one before? When's Star Wars week? That's the first. Oh, we got something. Oh, it's our big anniversary show coming.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. So what's the clue for that? Should we do a big obvious clue?
Yeah, go for it.
You do it.
Station.
So until next week with Station, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Siska.
Ruby Chandelier.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.